Marshal Euphetes, host and friend, had given it to wear as a defense against attackers in war. This time it saved from mortal hurt the body of his son. Now that son, Meges, thrust at the crown of Dolops' helm. He broke the horsehair plume away, and down it fell, resplendent with fresh purple in the dust. While Dolops kept his feet and went on fighting, hoping for victory, the formidable Menelaus came to Meges' aid, obliquely and unseen, and hit the Trojan's shoulder from behind. The famished spearhead, driven hard, passed through his chest, and down head first he sprawled. The two Achaeans bent to strip his shoulders of his gear. Then Hector called to Dolops' kinsmen, first of all to Melanippus, Hicataean's son, who pastured shambling cattle in the old days in Percote, Troy's foes being far away. But when the ships of the Danaans came, he went again to Ilion, and grew distinguished among Trojans, lived with Priam on equal terms with Priam's sons. Now Hector called to him, calling him by name, rebuked him, saying, "Melanippus, are we slackening? Are you not moved at all by your cousin's death? See how they make for Dolops's armor. Go in after them. No fighting at a distance now until we kill them, or they'll storm Troy's height and lay her waste with all her sons." With this he plunged ahead, and the godlike man, Melanippus, kept at his side. Great Ajax tried to put fighting spirit in the Argives. "Friends," he cried, "respect yourselves as men. Respect each other in the moil of battle. Men with a sense of shame survive more often than they perish. Those who run have neither fighting power nor any honor." The men themselves wished to put up a fight and took his words to heart. Around the ships they formed a barrier of bronze. But Zeus rallied the Trojans. Then Lord Menelaus, clarion in war, said to Antilochus, "Antilochus, of all the young Achaeans, no one is faster on his feet than you, or tough as you in combat. You could make a sortie and take out some Trojan soldier." He himself hastened on, but roused the man, who ran out with his shining javelin poised and scanned the battle line. Trojans gave way before the javelin thrower, but his throw was not wasted. He hit proud Melanippus, Hicataean's son, beside the nipple as he moved up to battle. Down he went, slumping to earth, and darkness hid his eyes. Antilochus broke forward like a hound on a stricken deer that a hunter met and shot on its way out of a thicket. "Even so, Antilochus threw himself upon you to take your gear, Melanippus." But Hector made for him on the run along the line, and fighter though he was, and fast, Antilochus would not resist, but fled him, as a beast that has done some depredation, killed a dog or cowherd near the cattle, slinks away before a crowd can gather. Nestor's son ran off like that, while Hector and the Trojans, shouting high, rained javelins after him. Once in the mass again, he turned and stood.